Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q4 FY24 earnings conference call of CeMax Limited, hosted by Arihant Capital. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Bala Subramanian from Arihant Capital. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Michelle Madam. I'm Bala Subramanian from Arihant Capital. Hello and good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Arihant Capital, I welcome you to the earnings call of CeMax Limited for Q4 FY24. From the management side, today we have Mr. Raveen Mukta, Executive Director; Mr. Vinay Kumar Agarwal, CFO; Mr. F.N. Mohanty, President, Corporate Affairs, Legal Services, and Company Secretary; and Mr. Sunil Gupta, Vice President, Strategy and Investor Relations. We welcome the management of CeMax Limited on this call. Now I invite Mr. Raveen Mukta, Whole-time Director, to give his opening remarks, following which we will open the floor for Q&A. Over to you, Mr. Raveen Mukta, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of CeMax, I extend a warm welcome to all the participants on our earnings call for the fourth quarter and financial year ended financial year 2024. I am accompanied by my team, Mr. Vinay Agarwal, our CFO, Mr. Sunil Gupta, Vice President, Strategy and Investor Relations. Before I start with this business update, I would like to briefly introduce the company to all the participants who are looking at the company for the first time. We are a leading offshore oilfield service provider in the subsea segment, operating five diving support vessels and barge in the offshore subsea support business, with deployment in both domestic and international markets. In the fourth quarter of 2024, we achieved several significant milestones. We acquired the offshore support vessel CeMax Diamond for $7 million, completing the takeover on January 2nd, 2024. This vessel is expected to be deployed with ONGC from the first quarter of 2025 for a period of 3 years at a rate of $8,750 per day. We also entered into an agreement to purchase the offshore support vessel CeMax Pearl for $7 million, with delivery expected by June 22nd, 2024. This vessel is anticipated to be deployed with ONGC from the second quarter of financial year 2025 for a period of 3 years at $8,750 per day. Additionally, we sold CeMax Nidhi for $10.5 million, completing the deal on April 6th, 2024, and delivering the vessel in Singapore. CeMax International Free Zone Enterprises has entered into an MOA for the purchase of MSV NPP Nusantara, effective from April 26th, 2024, with delivery expected around mid-September 2025. On revenue growth, our revenue growth is driven by the addition of CSV, CeMax Swordfish, and CeMax Glory Barge, coupled with an increase in EPC contracts. EBITDA has increased due to these new additions and the higher deployment rates of the other vessels. Improved EBITDA margin reflects both new acquisition as well as the higher deployment rates in financial year 2024 compared to the financial year 2023. Our company has extensive experience in providing specialized services, including inspection, maintenance, and repairs, operating remotely operated vehicles, and subsea construction activities. These operations require specialized vessels and well-trained crew, with a diving team experienced in handling complex activities to ensure seamless operation for E&C companies such as ONGC, Aramco, and ADNOC. Additionally, we have two bulk carriers under our subsidiaries that provide marine transportation services for dry bulk materials such as food staples, commodities, and industrial products. With our strong financial health and current fleet, we are fully prepared to seize all forthcoming opportunities in inspection, maintenance, and repairs, as well as subsea activities. We aim to consolidate our vessel assets under CeMax over the next few years, a strategic move poised to drive significant growth for our company, bolstering our market position and enhancing long-term sustainability. During the quarter, all our six vessels were deployed, resulting in a strong financial performance. We expect this growth momentum to continue. With this, I will now request my colleague, Mr. Vinay, to share the financial performance.
Good afternoon. Thank you, Naveen Ji. A heartfelt welcome to all the participants joining us for today's Q4 FY24 earnings call. Let me take you through the standalone financial performance for the quarter. Revenue is up by 103% to rupees 234 crore compared to rupees 115 crore in Q4 FY23 and up 14% as compared to rupees 205 crore in Q3 FY24. The revenue has increased on account of higher deployment days for a total combined 521 vessel days during the quarter as compared to 421 vessel days in Q4 FY23 and 452 vessel days in Q3 FY24 and higher revenue on TMAC 3 and TMAC Francis, which are on TC contract as compared to Q4 FY23 and increasing day rate for TMAC Blackfish. EBITDA on a standalone basis for the quarter stood at rupees 105 crore compared to rupees 24 crore of Q4 FY23, registering a healthy 337% growth year-on-year basis and compared to rupees 94 crore in Q3 FY24, registering a 12% growth on a sequential basis. The growth is led by higher utilization and improvement in charter hire rates. EBITDA margin in the current quarter stood at 44.7% compared to 20.8% in Q4 FY23 and 45.8% in Q3 FY24. Profit after tax on standalone basis for the reported quarter is rupees 75.9 crore compared to loss of rupees 1 crore in Q4 FY23 and profit of rupees 63.2 crore in Q3 FY24. There has been a drop in profitability on consolidated level, major region called which are as under. Intercompany interest charged by CMAC from overseas subsidiary, which is 9 crore. One-time expenses pertaining to CMAC Nidhi in CG are wholly owned subsidiary in Dubai on contract closure, which is 6 crore. Depreciation and financial expenses in overseas entity, which is 8 crore. Our gross debt is rupees 234 crore and net debt is rupees 34 crore at the end of the quarter. Currently, our ROCE is 17% and ROE is 21% for the year. This is, I now request the moderator to open the house for question and answer session. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask questions may press star and 1 on the touchtone phone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use only handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. You may please press star and 1 to ask questions. The first question is from the line of Balachandra Vasant Shinde from Kotak Life. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. If you can provide some insights on how the day rates for the vessels has been and how much more improvement we can expect over next 1 year in all our vessels.
Hi, Bala. On this rate front, the charter rate, as I also mentioned and my colleague Mr. Vinay has also mentioned, giving the reason for the increase in EBITDA level. So over compared to last year, we have seen prices forming up, so which are giving us an advantage. And I foresee this trend to continue for next 2-3 years definitely. But again, it all depends upon how many vessels are available to take that advantage for the spot market, because we are having a mix of long-term contract as well as short-term contract also. So it all depends upon how many vessels at that point of time are available to take the benefit. But yes, market is going to be firm for next 2-3 years.
Got it. And sir, in cash flows, I was we have given one loan to subsidiary. What loan is it to subsidiary? It's around 180 crores, I think.
This loan we have given to our U.K. subsidiary, and we are in the process of opening our global office here in London. For that, we have acquired some property. For it, we have provided the term loan.
Okay, and what, is there any vessel we are planning to buy, or is just office asset which we are buying?
No, it is going to be the global office we will be operating from there. That is the plan for the company, so that we can reach to the North market and overseas area from that office, because it will be easier to connect with the E&P company operating in that area from London. So that's why this decision has been taken.
Okay. Okay. Got it. Got it. I'll come back for the third question.
Sure.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. This question is from the line of Gaurav Agarwal from Nine One Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Congratulations on the set of numbers. Sir, how do you see next year, you know, on timeline basis, for FY 2025, how do you see the number by year?
Gaurav. Okay, as we have been mentioning, and even our result also is showing that there is a healthy upward trend over there. And as we have been maintaining even during our earlier investor call also, we definitely are looking at a CAGR of around 15% to 20% on per annum basis. So that is what we are looking at, and that is we are reasonably sure of achieving that thing.
Okay. And sir, 15% to 20%, do you expect to do with the same level of margins that you have been before? They are at around 31%, if I am understanding.
It will be more or less same only, and maybe get a better itself, because as I told, market is going to be firm, remain for in strong. So definitely this will be the case.
Yeah, at the consolidated level, there were some losses, you know, because earlier quarters, if I look, you know, standalone minus consolidated numbers, Q3 loss was only 7 crore, which jumped to 23 crore. So sir, what you were expecting, you know, there were some one-off expenses. Can you please, you know, explain again what are those one-off expenses, and whether the consolidated level or state level losses will be lower in different quarters or how it is?
As I have explained earlier also in my introductory remarks, there was certain things like intercompany interest we have charged. That's why at consolidated level, they got eliminated, basically impact. And apart from that, the major reason which we have felt is the aspect lower hit on the termination of the agreement with the overseas mining agency, management agency of McNeely, which we have sold. So there was a certain reconciliation issue, and as well as the closure charges which they have levied. So it was a hit of crore in totality. As the vessel has been sold, there won't be any such expenditure going forward.
Gaurav, just to add what Vinay said, no, this asset, C-McNeely, was not yielding profits in the current year. So this was a call taken that we need to cut down our losses and focus only on the profitable MSP business. So what we expect that going forward in FY 2025 onwards, the impact of C-McNeely will get increased in the financials of FY 2025.
Okay. Sir, you know, I think last quarter, the losses were to the extent of 65 crore for FY 2024 full year. So do you expect these losses to be lower or like, can it be zero? How
So that is what I'm saying. Going forward, the difference between the standalone and consolidated will narrow down as we improve our international operations. And since we have cut down heavily on this C-McNeely, you will see remarkable improvement in the coming year.
Okay. So just last question for Q1, can we assume Q4 FY24 numbers to be based and only we can improve from here, because there are two vessels where we will get a higher rate as starting from Q1 itself?
Gaurav, if what we indicate, and you will appreciate, this business has a seasonality. Three of our-
Sir, that is Q2, right? Q2 is more seasonal. Q1, I think, is more or less-
Even in Q1, since the monsoon hits around 15th of May onwards, so our three vessels, which are on non-monsoon season only operate. They will not be operating after 2 months of Q1 and entire Q2. So, however, we believe that on a year-on-year basis, we should be doing better.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you, Baba. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may please press star and one to ask questions. Anyone who wishes to ask questions may press star and one now. The next question is from the line of Swati from GS Advisors. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. I wanted to know if you can please share the asset consolidation and the roadmap.
Swati, there is no assets roadmap. In our last call also we said, so if you see, Nusantara has already come, will be coming to our fleet now. Okay. So as and when the opportunities will keep coming up in the renewal, we will try and get the asset consolidation done in CMAC. Because this is a contractual business. While the contracts are running, it is not possible.
Understood.
If you see, while we have booked Nusantara today, that will come to our fleet only in September
24th. Sure. Thank you. And also, I'd like a little more insight. So we have seen some volatility in margins. So what kind of sustainable margin can we expect over the short to medium term?
Around 40 to 45% margins are is the range that seems to be healthy. However, gradually OSV business will be added to our fleet strength and there the margins will be a little lower. So you can take a 40% margin as of now.
You have mentioned the OSV business. So what kind of payback period can we expect for that?
Hello? In the case of OSV business, we are expecting a payback period of 5 years.
And what are the opportunities in like we can have in that business, like in terms of market size?
On the market size, there are a lot of opportunities for this OSV TSVs. But these are like kind of low-lying foods kind of thing. So they are able to, they are just providing low revenue and profitability is also not on the side like MSC, but they are able to provide a lot of volume business they can be, they will be providing. So right now we have made a start with two OSVs and we continue to look for more opportunities in this area. And there is a good market for these vessel requirement across the globe.
Thank you. I'll rejoin the colleagues and the crew. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ketan Athavale from Robo Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to know if we can grow at 15% at console level as well for the next 2 years.
Yes, I think we should be growing around 15% on console level as well over next 2-3 years.
Okay.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask questions. Anyone who wishes to ask questions may press star and one. We'll take the next question from the line of Swati from GS Advisors. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the follow-up, sir. With East Coast opening up, can you give us an idea of the vessel requirements there? And what kind of, like how many vessels can we be expected to add over the next 4 to 5 years?
Yeah, on the East Coast also there is a lot of requirement is coming up with new discoveries and new oil production being flowing from ONGC from East Coast. So there is one exciting opportunity which we are targeting as of now and which will, which we are looking if that opportunity happens, then we will be getting a 3-year kind of contract for that. So that is still under consideration. And apart from this diving support vessels, there are requirements for even supply vessel also, so which also we are looking at. But we have to understand that this East Coast is still in nascent stage only. Things are still growing. So the requirement will be growing over next 5 to 7 years only. At that point of time, it will be critical, it will provide a critical mass of volume to us at that point of time.
Okay, Got it. And I also have a couple of additional questions. What kind of CapEx are you planning for the next, like, 2 or 3 years? And what is the funding mix for that? And additionally, if you can talk about your debt profile, expected debt profile down the line as well, that would be really helpful, sir.
Swati, so looking at the current fleet size, we would definitely like to have a CapEx plan of about 200 to 300 crores next year, which is 25-26. Okay. And then 26-27, around 300-400 crores. So put together about 600-700 crores CapEx will go in next 3 years. And we believe that we are doing good profitability currently, and we should only grow our profitability. So major part of this CapEx will be funded through the internal accruals.
And what about the debt profile?
Debt profile, we have about loan tenure of 5 to 7 years. And right now we are not repaying because we are targeting for some CapEx. Otherwise, if you see, our net debt is only 34 crores.
Yes, and for this, as you mentioned, it's for replacement of the vessel or any new addition?
So that depends, Swati, depending on 2 years down the line, how DG shipping guidelines will come and how vessels are available. So it can be either a replacement or new addition depending on the market opportunity.
Fair enough, sir. Fair enough. Thank you. I'll rejoin the queue for follow-up.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sahil Vora from NS Associates. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. I wanted to ask if there has been any change in the working capital cycle since last quarter.
So we are maintaining a healthy working capital cycle of around 90 days, which we are maintaining throughout the period. If you see the current debt, this is equivalent to Q3 billing. Both are more or less equal. So we are maintaining the healthy cycle of 50 to 90 days.
Okay, sir, got it. The question was regarding the recent acquisitions. I meant to ask in which quarter going further would the effects of those recent acquisitions reflect in the results?
So recently we have acquired our OSV vessel, Sea Diamond. We have acquired this in January in Q4, and its real time you will see in the results of Q2 of FY25. And the actual vessel which we are acquiring will be acquired by mid-June, and its revenue you will see in Q3 FY25.
Okay, good. That helps. Lastly, could you give us any guidance for FY25?
So, there is no specific guidance as of now, Sahil, but our endeavor is to grow 15% CAGR year on year. And we believe that similar things should pertain in this year also.
Okay. Thank you so much. I'll get back to you in some time.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Simar K, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good afternoon. Thank you for taking up the question. In regards to your business updates, I have a particular question regarding your shipping vessels, which you are going to be deploying this quarter going forward. With the unforeseeable geopolitical conditions, what sort of contracts do you plan to negotiate with your current clients? Will it be a spot contracts or will it be price contracts?
Sahil, out of 6 vessels, 3 are already on a long-term charter. The balance 3 are also on a spot contract for 2-year basis. So there is no deviation or volatility in terms of the profitability. Only the 3 contracts that I mentioned on the later part are on non-monsoon season. So which means that quarter 2 and some part of quarter 1 will see a decline. And then from quarter 3 onwards, again there will be upswing.
Got it. Any major vessel in the dry dock currently?
There will be a dry dock of vessel CMX Princess, and this will be done during this non-working period only, during the monsoon period. So the deployment day are not going to be compromised.
Oh, that's really good. All right, sir. Thanks a lot, and wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
The next question is from the line of Devang Mehra from SKV Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for the opportunity. Sir, I just want to know, how do you determine the average length of the contract?
Devang, I see the length of the contract is basically from the contract itself. So whenever we are entering into contract, there is that contract duration is always specified. There is a minimum contract depending upon that contract configuration. But like the contract what we are having with the ONGC, there is a contract is always specified that okay, it will be 3-year duration or 2-year or 5-year duration. So that is how the contract duration is worked out.
Okay, sir, got it. And sir, my another question is regarding the OSV business. So what will be the future CapEx on the OSV business side?
See, there is no specific CapEx earmarked for that OSV or DSVs. We have earmarked a budget and we continue to look for the opportunity. So wherever we find that opportunity is there and it is going to be EPS accretive for the company, so we just go for that basis only. So there is no specific CapEx earmarked.
Okay, sir. Got it. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rohit, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. My question is, what kind of margins can we expect on the OSV business?
So, on overall basis, we can expect a comfortable margin of 18-20%.
Okay. And the next question would be, what is the average rate of vessels and deployment days in quarter 4 and whole financial year 24?
Rohit, basically this is a very dynamic and ever-changing number, so I think that is not relevant to be disclosed here.
Okay.
We have given you the number of days deployment. I think that is good enough, and this is that you can arrive at an average if you want.
Okay, so can you share more details on NCT, Nusantara and revenue potential, the CapEx regarding that?
See, Nusantara is going to be acquired sometime in September next year, 25. And that vessel has got a contract in hand currently for 5 years. So from the date of acquisition itself, when this takes place, again, this CAPEX will also be EPS accretive only.
Okay, and what would be the
annual increment in revenue would be around 100 crores for this.
Okay. I join the follow-up session. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Balasubramanian for closing comments. Over to you, sir. Sir, your audio is not clear, sir. I'm sorry to interrupt, but we cannot hear you.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you, management, and all the participants.
Bala, say your voice broke.
So, Mr. I'll take it over from here then.
Okay, sir. Yes, sure.
We thank all our investors who bestow faith in us, and we will continue to interact with our investors. And we believe that going forward also, we'll have a positive and profitable growth journey. Thank you very much. See you next quarter.
Thank you, members of the management. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Arihant Capital, that concludes this conference. We thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.